now here we are. You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda.
Ever wonder how a full-spectrum pandemic response apparatus, vaccines, surveillance grids, massive financing streams, and unaccountable governance seem to materialize overnight in 2020 as if it had been sitting on an Event 201 tabletop exercise waiting for the right crisis?
We have to put in place an infrastructure, not just here at home, but globally, that allows us to see it quickly, isolate it quickly, respond to it quickly, so that if and when a new strain of flu, like the Spanish flu, crops up 5 years from now or a decade from now, we've made the investment.
The blueprint wasn't born in haste during COVID. Roots trace back much earlier, buried in documents from the now-released Jeffrey Epstein files. A 14-page J.P. Morgan Chase proposal known as Project Molecule, crafted in collaboration with the Gates Foundation. An outline of a permanent, privately controlled transnational entity designed to govern biological interventions across sovereign borders. It proposed a self-perpetuating structure with offshore arms, donor anonymity, and billions funneled into vaccines and surveillance, all shielded from public oversight or electoral accountability. Thanks in large part to the research done by Sire G, we now know the proposed power players read like a globalist who's who. These were overlords steering nations, institutions, and capital flows. Now they were being positioned to oversee biology itself. No term limits, no FOIA, no voters to answer to. That same year, 2011, the CIA ran a fake hepatitis vaccination campaign to hunt bin Laden's DNA, an op that blew up trust in foreign health programs and got workers killed. Yet, here was J.P. Morgan and Gates proposing to bankroll foreign-funded biosurveillance in the exact same terrain, engineered by the same elite network Epstein was coaching behind the scenes.
But I can tell you that with the money I gave to help try to eradicate polio in Pakistan and India, instead of asking me whether that money should be given to these children for vaccines, I think you might want to ask their mothers who received the vaccine, who know their child now won't get polio, and ask them if Epstein should have helped these people.
If we
with
walked, if we walked
your,
into your,
is,
your
is
mathematician,
that a fair question?
Your methods.
Project Molecule didn't plan the pandemics, but it did organize eugenics into an investable, governable asset class, all fused under private mandates with zero built-in checks against self-interest. The real question isn't what did they do with that power, it's what mechanism exists to stop them from abusing it today. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Here. We have a lot of exclusive stuff breaking. We're very excited that you're jumping on board with us today. You may have seen it on my X page yesterday. There was big news happening over here at InfoWars. Alex Jones, well, he's clapping back when it comes to his lawsuit. As many of you guys know, it's the Sandy Hook lawsuit that I'm referring to. Alex had several of his constitutional rights violated in all of this, and he's answering back by now filing a lawsuit of his own. It is his second amended counterclaim in the bankruptcy court right now. That was just filed yesterday in Houston, Texas, at the federal level. And Alex is joining us now live to discuss. Alex, I'm glad you're here right now and you're going to detail for our audience exactly what this means. I know there were several constitutional rights that you personally had violated in all of this. So break down your latest filing.
Well, most of the regular listeners know the incredible 6-7 year saga of the deplatforming, the demonization, Bloomberg's gun control group being behind it. They raised with their Sandy Hook charities over $300 million off of my name, saying I was persecuting them and I wasn't. They then sued me. They had two political judges default me, saying I was guilty, didn't comply with discovery. In our lawsuit, we showed none of that's true. And then we show how the Justice Department was involved with their chief counsel in Connecticut. They admit going and setting up the suit, recruiting the people, and then all the things that happened after that, particularly with the judge in Connecticut. And that's the basic conspiracy against rights. And when people team up with the state to deprive someone of their rights. And we've seen this with Mike Lindell last year. He was defaulted by the federal judge in Minnesota. Anybody can type in, judge finds Mike Lindell guilty in Smartmatic case. And the judge didn't see any evidence, nothing, just said you cannot connect to a Smartmatic machine wirelessly or to the internet. Well, they're designed to do that, but he wouldn't see the evidence. Now Smartmatic's in a lot of trouble. There's been indictments, same thing with Dominion. Now they've dropped their cases on others. They've tried to now settle with Lindell. He announced 2 weeks ago on my show, and he said no way. He's going to go ahead with the jury trial later this year in Minnesota, where the judge has already found him guilty. But good luck, because now this is all going to be known. There it is. Judge rules my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, defend Smartmatic with false claims. So that's a default. That's only supposed to be if you like leave the country and don't respond at all. As Mike Cernovich, great lawyers, pointed out, he went and looked at the case years ago. I went to dozens of different depositions, close to about a dozen. I gave them everything. And when you actually read in our suit, they show how they defaulted me. They said that I would just show them the Sandy Hook marketing material. Well, you work at InfoWars. There isn't marketing material for stories you cover. I don't even know what stories you're about to cover every day. You're a well-known journalist and reporter. Mm-hmm. So but they said, no, we know you have that. That was one of the reasons. We tried to depose Hillary Clinton. They said that was another reason we were defaulted. And then they said that we wouldn't give them Google Analytics. Google Analytics is just an internal Google search engine of your website. Okay, so we barely ever even use it. Don Salazar, one of our writers, occasionally would see how his stories were doing. I never use it. Anybody can see that around the office. Everybody testified to that. They said, show us your Sandy Hook Google Analytics that I talked about Sandy Hook to make money. I barely ever talked about it, but that was the basis of their suit before they got me defaulted. Then they used all the stuff that they twisted in the show trials they had in Texas and Connecticut there was all the so-called discovery. And the best they had was other people's emails unopened to us saying mean things about Sandy Hook people. That was all they had to show the jury, was people had ever opened the emails talking bad about them. Wow, that's terrible. I never said the names of any of the Sandy Hook families except one guy. They said it's the families. That's 20 families. It was only six people, not the families. They set up foundations that, again, raised over $300 million off of my name. It turned out the Justice Department funded the lawsuits to the exact amounts they were being billed to them with grants each time they were going to trial. So this is all in this lawsuit. And so when you read, it's called a counterclaim because we're already in a lawsuit with them. We've already filed one against them in the bankruptcy court. But this is amended with all the information we learned in the depositions with them in the last year and a half to great expense. And so this goes into all the different things that went on. Lawyers from the Paul Weiss Law Firm and others openly saying from the Kostkov firm and from the other Bankston firm that we don't want money. We want him off the air. We never want him to be able to do it again. We want to use him as patient zero to do this to other people. And now they've done it to Giuliani. They've done it to Mike Lindell. They've done it to countless people that are now totally vindicated on the Smartmatic and Dominion area. So the worm is turning here, and now we're going specifically into federal court, and we are saying we want it removed to another federal court out of the bankruptcy. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going for best of my knowledge here. People should read it themselves. And we are presenting all of this, and it gets worse. One of the biggest parts of the suit is they would quote things in a filing that were not even real quotes, things I never said, that were quotes out of a newspaper article that were never said. So I would say, I believe children died the few times I cover it, but this person is saying blah, 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 blah. They would cut that off. We've gone through all the videos at incredible expense for over a year and a half. I've got really high-powered, well-known lawyers that have won very, very many of these cases, very famous defamation cases as well, like Ben Brooks, and then other top fraud lawyers and bankruptcy lawyers like Shelby Jordan, people who looked them up, very famous, well-known, respected lawyers. They've never seen anything like this. He was just involved in my bankruptcy the last 3 years. And as he saw this, he said, well, we're going to have to take action. And then in the last 3 years, he studied it all. And a whole bunch of craziness happened, fake auctions, all the rest of it. He then deposed him about that, found out what happened behind the scenes. I mean, this is incredible how reckless the bad guys were. And so not all the courts are corrupt. We know that. And so we are moving to get this suit into a full trial, because bankruptcy courts aren't designed to do full trials. And we want a full trial, not on overturning their fake judgments, their kangaroo trials, but on the fact they were kangaroo trials and a conspiracy with the state against a journalist and against a citizen in their own express admissions. So then all the damages and everything they've done to me are then reversed against them. And we have more we're planning. We have a lot we didn't obviously show here in this hand. I'll just leave it at that. But we have very devastating information, ace of spades, multiple ones that are held back. And so this is a big deal. And that's why when listeners support us at thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own, so even if they're able to shut down InfoWars, which is imminent next month, they're trying again. They failed like five or six times. Thealexjonesstore.com, with the supplements, the T-shirts, the rest of it, that funds the new network, the crew, the reporters, and the legal operation. So this is real war. And by hanging in, by folks praying for us, by the crew putting up with all the insanity that they put up with, being deposed, harassed, all the rest of it, my family as well. They sued my family. And, of course, nothing was found there. They accused me in the federal bankruptcy courts and others of having hundreds of millions of hidden money. Turned out everything I said was true. They had me audited by three outside high-powered accounting firms, made us pay for it out of the estate. Money should be going to them. It never goes to them. It's any money they get, which is in over $10 million so far in my memory now, around that. They then shove into the court to have three different huge outside accounting firms, one of them international, private investigators. And then the IRS audited us for a year, intense audit, found that I'd overpaid taxes $4.3 million in the last 5 years previous to that. That went into the estate. So that was money that went into the estate. And then they basically told the U.S. trustee, the Justice Department, to come into the bankruptcy. They can do that if they want to, just basically use it against us. They then sued my parents, drove them to the edge of bankruptcy. They're on the verge of losing their house. They have absolutely, basically nothing anymore. They weren't even involved in anything. Didn't matter. They alleged that I had hidden all this money with them. Turned out it was exactly as I said. In fact, I actually owed my dad a little bit of money. And so what they got out of it was a little farm that I never had that time to go to, a tiny lake house I bought like 15 years ago. So from me, like, you know, $3.5 million worth of real estate and nothing else. And they claimed I had hundreds of millions of dollars in the trials. In the Texas trial, we couldn't respond. I was guilty already. So they put a guy on for a day and a half who never reviewed our files, never even seen our tax returns. We could not respond. And he said, Mr. Jones is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's hiding it all. And the jury we talked to later said, we decided you hadn't done anything that bad. So we gave him 10% of your wealth. So since you were worth $360 million, the guy said, with no documents, we gave him $45 million. And of course, the best years I've ever had, I made like $6, $7 million. And I had to make that because of all the lawsuits. I had to make more money to pay the lawyers. So in most years of my life, I've made like $1 million, $1.5 million. My goal has never been to make money, but they said all this to create this illusion that I made all this money off them and that I had all this money hidden. And so they put me through this endless gauntlet and my family through this endless gauntlet. And of course, none of it was ever true. And then they were the ones holding a fake auction and telling the judge it was an auction and then selling it to themselves basically for nothing. And then saying the Onion owned it and then kicking us out of the building. But we went and filed with the federal judge. He said, no, this isn't a real auction. You said it was, but it wasn't. The Onion went on TV funded by Bloomberg and Everytown Gun Control Group and said that they did own it. And of course, before that, that was in November of 2024. That's how long we've held on. In May 31st, before that, the previous U.S. trustee from the Justice Department called up the private security company we've had for like almost 10 years, just a few armed guys in the building, you know, with handguns. They've got rifles and shotguns in their gun locker. But they called the parent company and said, I am a U.S. federal agent. You are going to go on this Friday night. You're going to shut the building out and kick them all out. And the head of the company said, well, I need a court order or a warrant or something. And they said, no, I am a federal officer. You must do it. And so I talked to them. They said, no, we're not doing it. But I figured they'd try again. So they tried to basically get another security company to come in. Well, we got into court a few weeks later. The judge said, this is incredible. He fired the U.S. trustee. He fired the CRO over the bankruptcy. It was over InfoWars. And so they just brought in another guy. And the judge said, I order a sale. And so they then had, okay, they announced the time of the auction for November of 2014. And then they didn't have the auction. They said it was an auction to the judge and everybody, and then just basically gave it to the Onion gun control group that was paying for it. They went on TV and said, it's ours. The judge saw it and said, this is insane. And then now the judge got tired of it and kicked the property back into state court with the same judge that ran the show trial, Guerra Gamble. And she appointed a state receiver, and now here we are 6 months later, and he told my lawyers that, the families, the Democratic Party, they don't want a sale. Well, under the law, if I have this $1 billion-plus debt to them, okay, and I'm still fighting in the courts, then by law, they're supposed to sell my assets to pay down part of that debt. But they said, we are not going to allow that. No public sale. It's going to be given to them again. The Onion man is a former head censor guy who had run all the censorship over, you know, just like Brian Stelter did for CNN, the guy that oversaw trying to shut down other people using the power of corporate media. He has done Wired magazine interviews and several others I've seen. We play clips of saying, oh, I'm still getting InfoWars. If there's one thing in my life, it's I want InfoWars. And he said they're going to use our logo, use my image. They're going to misrepresent who I am with chupacabras and Bigfoots to confuse people. They also said in June of 2024 in court, pulls up with Bloomberg, Patrick McDavid did it yesterday live on air. You just ask AI, Gemini or ChatGPT, you say, Alex Jones is a special case. The 13th Amendment does not apply to him. In a filing, they said the 13th Amendment against indentured servitude to slavery does not apply to Alex Jones. We own his name. We own his likeness. We own everything he ever said. We own all of his social media. Elon Musk had to countersue and come in and say, because they could take over X if they got away with that, and said, no, people are on our platform. And as long as they abide by our rules, we own the URL. He owns his name. You can't do that. They had to back off there. So they literally want to own me. Now, Prince signed a 360 agreement with his record company, famously, to own his likeness and name and his music for a huge amount of money. I never did that. My broadcast has always been free to air, First Amendment, with contracts on the site. So TV stations, colleges, Access TV, radio stations can always air it without having to call me and get a contract, because they always want one. And it says, we have a non-exclusive license to everyone. Everyone owns my show. Everyone owns the content. You can use it however you want, as long as I reserve the right to use it in full as well. So we've had dozens of those contracts, different ones, as the years go on, that are on Infowars.com. It's well known. So if they're able to do this and take over, they think it's going to be March 7th, but then they always get behind. Now they think by March 14th, the receiver told us a month ago they're going to shut us down. But again, what they're doing is so fraught with problems, because it's not even clear in the courts yet that they're allowed to do this, because if they don't allow me to sell it to pay them money, then that doesn't pay down the debt, which is what by law I'm supposed to do. So the violations of my rights go on and on and on and on and on. And when my lawyers finally went into the whole record, watched all the videos, had all these other lawyers and experts look at it for over a year and a half, really 3 years, but intensely a year and a half, they couldn't believe it. Every quote in their filings, basically in Texas and Connecticut, that they say is a quote from me is not even a quote from me. And literally, it's, I believe the kids died. I'm sorry for the parents, but this is what people are saying. They have a right to ask it. And they only entered into evidence 22 minutes of me, supposedly over these years, torturing these parents, peeing on their graves. No one ever peed on their graves. None of this stuff ever happened, but much less I didn't do it. So they said it's the tool to shut everybody else down. They said it's not about money. It's about silencing me. And they even in the courts have said he needs to be taken off the air. He says Hillary Clinton and politicians are involved in the trafficking of children. In fact, maybe during the break, they can find that famous short clip where they cut Rogan into it. And they say, so you say Hillary and the Clintons are involved with other politicians, you know, trafficking children. And I go, oh, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein? But there's actually the raw clip of that. And when we post this later to X, we'll definitely cut that in. And we'll play this on my show today as well, that Harrison's doing. Because people need to see that in context. They would use things like that. He says 9/11, there was government prior knowledge. He needs to be taken off the air. He says they're running human trafficking rings. We need him off the air. They're in court. We need him off the air. We need him off the air. He's talking about human trafficking. He's saying CNN lies. He's saying 9/11 was an inside job. Whether I'm right about all that or not, which I've been vindicated, they're saying this isn't about Sandy Hook. Okay? And in Texas and in Connecticut, you can't sue somebody for defamation if you haven't said their name. When I got sued by all these people, I didn't know any of their names but one guy. I knew a few of them later because they've been attacking me in the news. And so they ran these foundations. They raised over $300 million on my name, running Facebook and Twitter ads everywhere saying, he's harassing us, help us, help us. Bloomberg Group was behind that. All this has been going on. And then Bloomberg reports on it constantly and doesn't tell you that, oh, our owner, you know, of this company is Rupert Murdoch. You know, in the past, whenever a media was talking about some company that they're invested in or they're part of or their parent company, they have to tell you. So this is their model. They've said it on CNN. They've said it on MSNBC. We can take down Alex Jones. We can take down everybody. The plaintiff's lawyers have probably said, no exaggeration, 30, 40 times that I've seen that we want him off the air. That's why we did this. And so that is a conspiracy against rights. If they've got this ready, let's play the short clip. But we should find the raw clip of this. And also Rob Dew and the Green did a great job putting together compilations of them saying, we want Alex off the air. This isn't about money. The longer ones are 10 minutes long of them just saying it, saying it, saying it, saying it. But maybe later in the show, we can just do a 3 minute, a 4 minute, a 5 minute. They've got dozens of them in the computer right there just to see them say it over and over again. So this is what's called an open conspiracy against someone's rights. And if proven in court civilly, it then kicks into criminal. And this is what Todd Blanche killed that Ed Martin was investigating, because we have open and shut case of the FBI in Connecticut saying they went and created it with their FBI agent who became a plaintiff himself, won $130 million from me. I never said his name. None of the crew ever said his name. We never showed his picture. A local reporter once asked if he was real, called his office, and for his local blog wrote about him. They said in the suit, I was a co-conspirator with a guy I didn't know, had never met, to put me in the state for the suit. Then once they got me in trial, they dropped that guy. I first met him during the show trial in Connecticut, where he explained it all to me. And I met the guy, out in the hallway. So that's how this whole thing works. You have the FBI sending their chief counsel, their head lawyer, he bragged about on the stand, hiding in plain view with the Koskov law firm, and then go recruit these families that had their foundations that were, bringing in a few million a year. They escalate to 18, 20 something million, 30 million a year once they attach themselves to my name, while claiming I'm making money off of them, while claiming I'm sending people to attack their houses, pee on their children's graves. Then we ask on the stand, even the show trial, okay, who peed on your graves? Who came to your house? Well, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Well, who told you? I don't know. This is all in the show trials. But they had to have a few questions so it would look real for, the court TV and the YouTube. And remember, in both show trials, they were set a month apart right before the midterms in 2022. I don't know how long this is going on. Just the trials were back then. Even in the show trials, they killed the YouTube comments, because the first few days, everybody's like, 50-50, this guy's a scumbag. But once they saw that I couldn't talk, I couldn't defend, once they saw all this, then they said, oh, my God, 99% of the comments were against them, so they killed the feeds. And she was already killing the feed when she wanted to say something really out of control. She would kill the feed herself, Judge Bellis in Texas. But then she totally killed the feed because they didn't want people to see what's happening. Then it was all produced by HBO. She's putting on makeup. It looked like they had scripts on their desk. She later walked the red carpet when the movie came out 2 years later at South by Southwest as the main feature movie. She walked the red carpet and was praised with flash bulbs and everything, because this was a big production that I was ordered under penalty of contempt of court and arrest if I didn't go to. But then they would read to me, both judges, the same list of things. It's all coordinated. 20 different things I wasn't allowed to say. It was actually 22. I couldn't say I was innocent. I couldn't say that I didn't have any money and was in bankruptcy. I couldn't say never said the names of these people. Couldn't explain I didn't make money off of them. Couldn't provide any details because I was already found guilty. So this was absolutely the Truman Show for real. And now we filed this not to overturn their judgments, none of that. No. To go and show that I've had major civil rights violations and that I get damages on everything they've done to me. And this is just the beginning. As long as people support us at thealexjonesstore.com, and we're going to be launching Major Legal Defense Fund and Offense Fund soon as well. As long as we're supported, we're going to keep fighting. And we have turned the tide against these people. Even the Third Court of Appeals couldn't believe it. In Texas, the Supreme Court, if they don't overturn it, is set to. Judge Bellis did things like 2 weeks after the Texas show trial, to try to bust the caps, they're at $500,000. She got in a thing from the jury for 45. She said, I'm going to find you guilty, civilly liable for elder abuse because the man is over 63 now. And she said, I don't care if the Supreme Court and the legislature say this is illegal. She said this. She said, I am overriding it. Well, she can't override it. And now, and people say, why hasn't this gotten to court yet? They kept saying they were going to settle for something more reasonable, even though I don't owe it. It's a fraud. I wanted to just stop this and move on, but they want to bring me down, so they never did. They got up for the Third Court of Appeals and basically admitted that she can't do this, but she did. He's a bad guy. And all three of the women on the court were just like, are you joking?
Alex, stay put. I'm going to get you back on here in just a second. We'll have this quick commercial break. I'll come right back to you to continue to this. Folks, don't go anywhere. He's got more allegations going to map out for you in just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, and what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we, the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars.
But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bickley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene blue tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even methylene blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that, and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons? Ah!
Make any fans of these corrupt courts when you call them out like that. Alex Jones is still with us because I want him to detail his latest filing in court. He is claiming civil rights violations. And as many of you guys know, we've been following this for years now. I mean, what happened to him is unprecedented, and we need to be able to speak out on all of this. And Alex, you know, we were just talking before the break. And prior to all of this, you had mentioned your deposition that you were looking to get Hillary Clinton to give her deposition. And that was shot down. Can you detail that a little bit? Because I know it's also mentioned in this new lawsuit that you've just filed. And I think for those who have missed that, that's the key part to a lot of this.
Yes, I was defaulted for three things. And I mentioned them earlier. I won't go over the other two. Mm-hmm. I was defaulted for filing and asking the court for permission to depose Hillary. Because in our deposition of the Sandy Hook Foundation people, they admitted to meeting with Hillary and it appeared coordinating with her. And we knew that she'd been involved at the beginning, tying me to Sandy Hook and running TV ads against Trump with it. So that was very important for us to show this was political then, as we thought it was. Now we know it was. And so that's the first default. If you get three strikes, you know, that's it. Normally it's fleeing the country or getting caught paying off a judge or, you know, putting in false evidence, you know, knowingly lying. Defaults are called death penalty sanctions. They're extremely rare until now. Now they're using them against everybody. Remember, Trump said he was innocent in the E. Jean Carroll case. He's not allowed to say he's innocent. So what, 7 million the first time, 70-something million or whatever it was the next? Well, you're supposed to be able to say you're innocent. So this is the weaponization that they do. And they're all over the news constantly. People like Piers Morgan, well, Jones didn't show up for court. Jones didn't show up for depositions. Jones didn't give any stuff over. No, I did. And I was innocent. So they had to default me just like Mike Lindell. They've done in his cases, as we showed on screen earlier. Judges find you guilty now that they have show trials. And that is a conspiracy against rights when a judge works with the FBI and works with a law firm that works for the FBI to hand the control of the court over to them and let HBO come in and produce everything and then keep me under those rules so I couldn't defend myself. I mean, again, in the Texas case, a day and a half of testimony about my finances with no evidence and I couldn't respond. Where they go, he's got $360 million, he made it off them, and I'm sitting there at that point with negative money in the bank and never made a dime off of them. So that's a conspiracy against rights. That's what's been done. Serious lawfare, major abusive process. And abusive process isn't a sexy name, but it's very powerful. And so this stuff, once proven civilly, you know, has major teeth to it criminally, but we know the Justice Department is toothless at the best, so that won't happen. But civilly, this gets in front of a real judge. They've got real problems on their hands. So we're fighting back. We've been fighting. No one has held out this long against the deep state other than Trump. And so it's been the listeners and the viewers' prayers, word of mouth, and support of us. So we're live right now. I'm going to play this interview at the start of my show at 11 a.m. today. Harrison's doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm out here in Florida, not vacationing, doing a lot of work behind the scenes, doing some big podcasts like Patrick Bet David. That was really powerful yesterday. I covered this issue in depth for probably about 45 minutes on there, the 2+ hour podcast. People want more details. But a lot of those posts are at Real Hawk Shows on X. But follow us at Real Hawk Shows on X. Follow us at the Backup Network at AJN Live, at AJN Live. Follow Brianna Morello. Follow Harrison. Follow all the rest of the great team because there's a very good chance we're going to be shut down in less than a month. And that just ups the civil rights violations. So you were asking what damages am I seeking, or at least during the break you asked me. Whatever damages I have received, shutting down our companies, the $25 million we've spent fighting them for the last 6-7 years, all of what's happened to my parents, if they're able to shut down InfoWars, the incalculable cost of all of that. And there's a lot more they've done that I've been asked not to say that we're, you know, keeping right here on the DL about what they've done and how they've done this. But this has been very sinister, but also very naked. In all of it. I know you've got a big guest coming up, so we won't play the compilation here. But when we post this to X in about the next hour, we're going to put a compilation of them saying, we want him off air. Our goal is not money. We want to shut him down, to set the precedent to shut them all down. And now they've indeed been doing that. So this is, they're coming for everybody. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this is such a big deal and why I appreciate the viewers and listeners standing with us. Without you, we couldn't have done any of this. Without your prayer, I want to thank God. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for leading, guiding, and directing us. I want to thank the crew who have gone through, you know, no raises for years and years and years and years and years and almost no bonuses with all the inflation and many of them being deposed and harassed and lied about. The crew have been warriors, and they get as much credit as I get, but the listeners and viewers get the lion's share of the credit. Thank you, because I want to fight. I'm a fighter. I never give up. I mean, I like fighting tigers. This is what I was built for, but I can't do it. A warrior can't take the field unless the people are behind him, that are in the factories, you know, producing the munitions, you know, producing the energy, producing the tanks, the weapons, the aircraft, the missiles. And that's what this is in the info war. All of this victory is you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And from the bottom of my heart, I salute all the viewers and listeners of the info war. Even if they shut us down, the info war is generic, belongs to the people of the world. The info war just gets stronger, and we continue on with the Alex Jones Network that's funded by our main sponsor that owns it, thealexjonesstore.com, the great folks at Bigly. The sale ends, by the way, Monday. Mm-hmm. Over 50% off on these two bundles of Methylene Blue, Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense. Over 50% off, biggest sale of the year, 52% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. We're funded by you, not by Qatar, not by Israel, not by the Democrats, not by the Republicans, not by billionaires, but viewers and listeners like you. And I just appreciate the courage and the incredible team we've got. Whether InfoWars survives or whether it gets shut down, we'll know soon. And then under the new ownership, regardless, we plan to go at least 19 hours a day live. Where they're building new studios right now. We have a smaller backup studio that does a great job. And we're going to be on the air. I'm going to be on the air from 5 a.m. to midnight as soon as possible. And we'll have a lot of shows that aren't as exhausting, 3 hours. We'll have a lot of shows that, you know, go to an hour. We'll have a late night show that's like 2 hours. And we'll have some heavy hitters that want to do 2-3 hours. It's kind of the model you've seen with the War Room that was our original model that we never got fully launched, that we invented, basically. We're going to bring back my original vision that is the current dominant system right now, and we're going to continue to trailblaze because of the backing of viewers and listeners like you. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the Patriots. Please pray for this lawsuit. Please read the lawsuit. It's at Real Alex Jones right now, and Brianna Morello's ex. Follow her because, again, you are the amplifiers. Get this out. This affects everybody. The ball is now in your court, viewers and listeners. God bless you, and again, I thank you.
Alex, thank you for joining us and folks at home right now. I did post that link. You could view the latest filing right now up on X. It is available for you to click on and to see for yourself. It's about 60 pages long, but it's an easy read. And so give that a look. I mean, he's citing several different constitutional rights that he had violated in all of this. And it's very important for folks at home to understand what Alex has gone through. And I know a lot of people reach out to me and they say quite often, you know, Alex always says that InfoWars is going to be shut down. He's been saying this for a while now, and it's still not shut down. But the reason why it's not shut down yet is because of people like you at home. When you guys go out there, when you guys make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you guys are helping us out significantly. And you've supported us in other ways as well. And that's the reason why this legal battle is still ongoing. Again, so many people are cowards in all of this. They didn't want to speak out on Alex's behalf. But you, the audience, you've been consistent in all of this, continue to help Alex and fight. And we're very grateful for that. I know our control room is, our staff is, our team is, all of us are. So folks, when you go on over thealexjonesstore.com, you're helping us with our next operation. But Alex is in this fight and he is dedicated to this fight. And although these courts might be a bunch of cowards, I think in my own opinion that the Supreme Court is a coward as well for not hearing this argument. I think it's the most important argument to hear. You guys at home keep us up and going. We're very grateful for that. So Alex, thank you for joining us. I know he's got a busy schedule ahead as he's in Florida. And he had actually a very interesting discussion. I actually saw this clip. Let's go to clip 3 real quick, because this one gave me a good laugh this morning when I saw this little skit that they may have done yesterday on the Patrick Bet David show. Take a listen.
Alex Jones doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, Pat.
I still wouldn't drink.
Drinking tap water with fluoride doesn't make you gay. Watch this. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Something's happening, Pat.
I told you.
It was good. It was good. That gave me a good laugh. Folks, we have Tom Renz joining us in just a moment. But we have a lineup of incredible guests also joining us. Becca Spinks is going to be joining us as well. As many of you guys know, she's BX on X. She'll be here in a little bit. A lot to discuss with her. She's working on exclusive in regards to the Canadian mass shooter. She's been doing a deep dive into all of this, and she'll be joining us to give us her exclusive. Liz Harrington also joining us as well. Dr. James Thorpe, and as well as Kelsey Sharon will also be on board with us today. Again, folks, a lot happening here. Tom Renz joining us in just a moment, but I want to get to clip 7 right now, because in case you guys haven't actually gotten an actual figure as to how bad the fraud is between Medicaid and Medicare, RFK Jr. is mapping it out for you in this clip. Take a listen.
Cases are what we get between Medicaid and Medicare. There's about $100 billion stolen every year. And a lot of it is like what's happening in Minnesota with the Somali community, and what's happening now, even worse, in California. But, you know, one of the problems is that that's a systemic problem, is that Medicaid and Medicare now no longer, it used to be that they paid for your medical treatment, your doctor's visit, but now they pay for the person who takes you to the doctor, and they pay for home care, and they pay for, a person to come in and pay your bills, right? So there's all kinds of opportunities for fraud. And a doctor recently, you know, Oz told me this, he said that there was a doctor in California that he visited, and the doctor had a patient who was a heroin addict. heroin addict was coming to see him four times a month for some kind of a treatment. And one day, the doctor looked out the door and saw his ex-wife waiting for him in the car. And the doctor said, oh, are you back together with your ex-wife? And he said, no, I hate her guts. And he said, but she drives me because she gets paid $600 every time she drives me.
Wow.
And he said,
that'll put you back together with your ex.
We make $3,000 a month, you know, with her driving me this, and then I drive her to hers.
Wow.
And so there's all kinds of those opportunities for fraud. And, you know, we found a hotel that had literally every room in it was the headquarters for a nursing group.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that the system has been ripped off by the billions these days. But it's infuriating given the fact that that's our money that they're stealing from us. Joining me to discuss is Tom Renz. He is a patriot and an attorney as well. And he's here to break down a lot going on right now. You can follow him on X. It's at Renz Tom. Tom, thank you for being here. You know, I was listening this morning to RFK Jr. mapping out that massive amount of fraud, but most importantly, breaking down the example. I mean, we know that Medicaid and Medicare has become just a swamp for fraudsters to dive into. But I didn't know it was that bad, that they're literally paying people to be driven back and forth from these medical treatments, and they're paying them hundreds and hundreds of our dollars. Your reaction to that example he just laid out?
Well, they are doing it. What happens is they create these programs under Medicaid, Medicare, and people look for ways to game the system. So they'll say, listen, someone's got a disease. They've got something wrong with them. It's legit. They can't drive. So we need to create a program to get them there, right? Sometimes the amount of money that's paid is absolutely nonsensical, but they do it anyways. And once those programs are in place, you've got a group of people who just, they look for these things. They look for these opportunities, and then they take advantage of them. And it ends up spreading. People hear about it, and it spreads further, and it turns into millions or even billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse through our system.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating that they're able to get away with this. And, you know, I know that they say that they're on it. I know that the DOJ has created a separate kind of entity within itself to track down a lot of the fraud. I don't know if there's been a U.S. attorney named to run that division as of yet, but we've got our eye on that. But, you know, I also want to switch gears because, Tom, you and I, we're like-minded individuals. And we also, you know, I think you and I bonded over the COVID jabs. And we all know that those were obviously one of the biggest scams known to man. But most importantly, so many were lied to. And so many who decided to not comply and to kind of go their own way have suffered massive consequences for that. There's a White House minor league pitcher who is now suing the team itself for $19 million, claiming that the COVID jab ended his career. He has four key bullet points in all of this. He was a 12th round White Sox pick, so never made it to the high A's. That's usually the triple A. So he didn't really make it that far up. But again, I mean, he's claiming that if he didn't get the Pfizer jab, that he would have been blacklisted. He's claiming that he suffered symptoms, dizziness, nausea, heart rate problems, and then had issues and like pains in his arms. This led to nervous system disorder diagnosis, and it ultimately ended his career. I mean, there are so many issues here, Tom, but you know, the fact that he suffered from all of these injuries after getting the jab because he was too afraid to be added to a blacklist. What do you make all of all of this? Does he have a legitimate claim?
Well, he should. He should. And I can attest firsthand this is real. During COVID, I had a number of pro athletes that reached out to me. And most of them were so scared that they didn't even want me to make records of them reaching out. I had a group of pro athletes that I worked with during COVID. And the deal was, is they wanted advice, they wanted help, they wanted to discuss what was going on, but they didn't even want me to acknowledge in my legal notes that we were working together. So we had private group meetings where we would talk about the issues, and they would tell me all of the major sports were co-opted, Pfizer, Moderna, the whole group, apparently. And this is unconfirmed, but they would pay a lot of money to the major leagues to try and push major leagues, NFL, all these different groups to try and push these jabs. And they would blacklist people. If you spoke out, if you did anything, unless you were a huge, huge, huge star and could really kind of overcome it, they threw you out. They blacklisted you. And there were a lot of professional athletes that risked a lot. A lot of them had issues. Side effects were, you know, profound and terrible from this stuff. And so this was a real thing. And this, just so that you know, Brianna, and this isn't public news, I don't think, but even some of our politicians, I'm not going to mention names right now, are allegedly or were allegedly put under, you know, under contract or received contracts or received money from pharma specifically for taking strong positions on the mRNA jabs. And to this day, there are very strong, incredible allegations of very high-level politicians in this country that may have to actually return money if they ever cease in supporting these jabs.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty disgraceful. And I've actually never heard that claim before, especially somebody, I mean, I used to work before I started, obviously, in the news world, Tom, I know you know, but I was over in baseball before, Major League Baseball and NHL as well. And I didn't hear that once. That's a little fun thing to learn there. It's just so disgraceful, the pressure campaign that was put on individuals to get these jabs. And there's no accountability so far. We're watching, too, and I'm going to discuss it later in the show, but we're watching now as they're trying to claim that, I know the Johnson & Johnson jab, they're trying to claim that the blood clot issue was a rare issue, but they also have to admit that it did take place because the information that's coming out is so bombshell right now. But we've known about this for years. And the efforts to go back and to suppress this information from coming out has been extensive. And, well, you know, we're going to keep fighting. But I want to get to other issues as well. We continue to talk about the jabs, and we continue to see that RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement is, you know, getting very, very open about the medical freedom movement and all of this. And we're watching as the childhood vaccines obviously have shifted. They've changed the recommendations for that. But RFK Jr. says he will not make vaccines mandatory and will give parents a choice. Now, apparently this was back in 2025, but it's still very controversial. I'm watching as this measles outbreak is popping up everywhere, and they continue to use as the opportunity to push these experimental jabs. What do you make of that? Because, again, this is something that they always do. I've seen it time and time again. Many won't acknowledge the fact that while we had open borders, by the way, that we allowed all these illegal aliens into our country who came from countries that never even had vaccines for anything. And so they did bring measles into our country. And now they're all screaming that we have a massive outbreak. Do you think it's related to that? Or do you think that the solution that they're all pitching to is the measles vaccine? Do you think that's the actual solution here?
Well, I don't think the measles vaccine is a solution to anything. The measles vaccine is, frankly, about as reliable and tested as other vaccines. Every vaccine that I've looked at, and I mean this universally, and I've looked extensively, every single one of them, there are problems with the approval process, problems with the science. What these guys do is they'll have a fake study, fake this, fake that. Then they'll base 10 more studies on the results of their fake study. And the science becomes fraudulent, but there's a lot of it. So what happens is there's this massive amount of what I would call pseudoscience based on vaccines, but they never reevaluate the premise. Once the first few fraudulent studies are done, all the rest of the studies are based on those fraudulent studies. So it becomes kind of a self-perpetuating lie. Then there's this huge, there ends up being this huge body of evidence, but the evidence never reevaluates the premise. That's how a lot of these vaccines, you know, they talk about the tremendous amount of evidence of safety or efficacy for these vaccines. First of all, many times neither the safety nor the efficacy is actually tested, at least not properly. And it's the data that you're getting is based on a false premise. This is incredible what's going on. You know, they've got the lawsuits going on with this. And the lawsuits, they're using an absolute double standard in these. And that's an appalling thing. But even more appalling is the fact that when we look at health freedom, what, you know, you have the Fifth Amendment due process rights in this country, right? And Fifth Amendment due process, before life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. One of the key things that you've got to understand is if I want to put someone in prison, if I want to take their freedom from them, I have to put them through due process. Now, people don't like this analogy, but the reality is if I can tell you, if I can mandate or force you to put something into your body, that is every bit the abridgment of freedom that putting someone in jail is. I mean, if I can force you to take a vaccine, why can't I force you to take a poison? You know, and at the end of the day, many of these vaccines are poisons. The idea that we have to do this to protect someone else is literally communism. We don't we don't focus on collective rights in this country. We focus on individual rights. That's the whole point of the Constitution. I have the individual right to refuse a vaccine. And by the way, if the vaccine's going to keep you safe, you take it. I don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a big issue. I mean, there was the pressure campaign. I remember when I was working at Fox and, you know, I made my way back up to New York and they were actually initially trying to figure out where to put me in the office since I was unvaccinated. They tried pushing me and pressuring me to tell my status and they were going to separate me. That's what they wrote in an email. They were going to put me in a separate area from the vaccinated because I was a threat. But I guess that means their vaccines really weren't working. And maybe they were admitting just that. Tom, I also want to get to this because this is an update. We've got about 2 minutes left on this front, but the George Washington University's Milken Institute School of Public Health filed an amicus brief in one of the lawsuits that's been filed against the, well, specifically against RFK, but it's the American Academy of Pediatrics that filed this claim. Now, they're upset given the fact that, obviously, like I alluded to earlier, that RFK has changed the childhood recommendations, and they believe it violates federal law by downgrading routine vaccine recommendations. Now, they're citing specifically the COVID-19 in people 6 months or older, hepatitis B for newborns. What do you make of this? Does this have a leg to stand on? Because they're trying to challenge this and say that he doesn't have the authority to do this and that it's actually legal. But I feel like the federal agencies like HHS do have that right.
Well, they do. And in fact, I can tell you, I litigated on this, right? Mm-hmm. So during COVID, I litigated APA issues. I litigated a bunch of these different things. And over, the court said, no, this is discretionary. You have not been able to show rational basis violations. Those are standards of law, right? The standard of law to do anything on this is mind blowing. And the fact that this actually got past the 12B motion when so many COVID cases were filed that were very, very similar didn't really shows corruption in our courts. I'm going to be honest with you. This case is appalling. The fact that the courts are applying a double standard towards the American Academy of Pediatrics versus what we brought in during COVID is disgusting. This is an outright, this is an outrage. It's an outright violation of prior precedent in many, many cases. This case is truly, truly appalling. And if it goes anywhere, it actually has already gone farther than it should have been. This should have been dismissed on 12B motion because there is no plausible claim here. And, it just goes to show the courts, they believed the stuff from the CDC during COVID and they ruled on it that way. But when we presented plausible information, they ignored it. Now the crooked APA, American Academy of Pediatrics, brings in this fake science and the courts jump all over it. It's corrupt as can be.
Yeah, Tom, it is a corrupt system, but we're thankful that you joined us today. And thank you for standing by. We greatly appreciate your time as always. Tom Renz. Renz. Tom is how to find him on Twitter.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or?
This is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At theologyshowstore.com.